for two aging mid-level Hollywood celebrities who think a podcast is a good idea and who ask the eternal question to fill the hole in their soul. Did we do it? Here they are, Cage and Kevin!
Some sort of jam. You did California Dream last time.
All the leaves are wrapped.
Oh, I'm aware of how it goes.
And then... And then you go into the Did We Do It, and I talk about the guest. It's kind of a good way to,
you know, as an internationally famous musician, mm-hmm. a lot of times people, you know, they just want you to play at their beck and call. It's almost as if they're there to serve you, the audience.
I've had that before, mm-hmm. where people want me to do like a little monkey.
Hey, act. Kevin, do the thing from the gadget thing.
Yeah. Okay, is that good? Can I get my check? Oh yeah. Sounds good.
Old man, look at my cast. I'm a lot like you were. Look at my podcast, it's a lot like yours was.
The old man
got bored. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, buddy.
Go ahead. I think it's supposed to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I wrote a new song for us.
Dr. G in the house?
Kevin. It's time to do our podcast. Out of the cast, into the blue they went.
Yeah. Come on.
And Kevin wonders if this is gonna be a good episode. But it's not going to be one.
Why not?
Not if I can help it. I didn't get my coffee.
Oh no, Cam.
Don't forget that I'm a grumpy puss. Let's stop trying to stop the podcast.
Wow.
Kevin sang.
All right. Can we get Kyle some coffee?
Coffee flying in.
All right. Coffee coming in.
Did we do it? Oh. Did we do it? That's the question that we ask ourselves on our podcast. Did we do it? Did we do it? Who's on the show today?
Well, we have a very, very special guest, a good friend of mine, Annie Wershing.
I guess we did it. No way. We got Annie Wershing.
Annie is an internationally acclaimed actor who shared the small screen with me on a little show called Marvel's Runaways for 3 years. She was also recently on The Rookie, playing a character named Rosalind Dyer on ABC. She's known for a little show called Timeless, where she played a character named Emma Whitmore for 13 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Major Crimes, The Catch, a show that I really like called Bosch, where she played Julia Brasher for 11 episodes.
The Life of Chris Bosch, the famous Miami Heat.
The great basketball player? No, no.
Yes.
It's based on a series of Michael Connelly books that Michael was involved in, starring Titus Welliver as the principal character. And the cool thing about Bosch is it's shot in and around L.A. Bosch uses authentic Los Angeles locations. Can't wait to get into that with her. A lot of
are
the
you reading that
a lot of the younger no, I love Bosch. It's one of my favorite shows. I highly recommend. I love Michael Connelly, big fan, and big fan of this show. It's very authentic. Great.
Who's Michael Connelly?
he's an author that writes one of his most famous creations is this character named Bosch, Harry Bosch, and he's a detective kind of.
Oh yeah.
It's great.
Now I want to circle back though, because Annie is an actor.
Great actor.
As we all are here, apparently, mm-hmm. on this podcast.
Did we do it?
But when I grew up, did we do it? Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Underscore, did we do it? Underscore.
Don't forget the underscore. Mm-hmm. When I was back in the old days, they were actresses.
In the Bay Area. Yes. What is the, just for those who following along, when do we call female actors what was once referred, they were once referred to as actresses, actors.
They were gender delineated, I'm going to say.
Although we do say best actress in the Academy Awards. Yeah. Well,
but because we have to delineate. But now in the new gender era.
The new times.
Needs to go away.
Rocking the new times.
Rocking the dude. The times, they are changing. Have I played that every podcast, by the way?
Times like these, we learn to
live. You know what I was thinking too? And people maybe aren't aware of this, and they certainly don't care.
Yeah.
Is that I'd never listened to the podcast. After this is over, Kevin is spending hours sweating the edit and the sound and making sure the post-production, everything. He's spending like a lot of time on it. I, on the other hand, never listened to it. And that is by design, Kevin.
Well, I do work with the team of, as we discussed last time, Cam and Carter. The three of us work together, but I do.
Is that short for Cameron?
I don't know.
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be.
Or it's.
Well, Cam Newton. Is that Cam?
Camu. Is that Newton? The whale? Camu.
Shamu.
I was getting my rhyme schemes messed up.
You're one of those artists who doesn't like to revisit the work. You're looking forward, sir. Forward. You know, actors who claim they don't watch, which by the way, I'm thinking most of they don't watch their work.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. You say you don't watch it, huh? Listen, I can't even run across an old pirate on the cables. I got to stop and watch. You know what I mean? Sure. It's just so darn funny.
Oh, God. He's playing a bit of Keith Richards. That's who
had it. Is that who that was?
Yeah, because he met him in the backstage at a Stones concert. Hey. He said, I'm going to do this from a pirate character.
They asked me to join the Hollywood Vampires. Yeah. Well, it didn't seem, worth my time, really.
Speaking of vampires, I didn't finish with Annie's credits. A lot of the younger people know her from The Vampire Diaries. I think that's how she accrued a large Instagram following. You know how the kids, they love those. They love the
team. You know who's crazy about vampires is Pam. Like any vampire story or movie or anything. I, on the other hand, this is going to surprise you.
Don't care.
Not that much into the vampire mythos. I mean, it's
anything you like.
Is that an out?
Find something you like.
Is it turning into a problem doing it?
No, I love it. Kyle gives you a compliment, you have done
and
it.
And that's not likely unless, I guess, you're John Lennon or Pavarotti. I don't know. Who's ever?
MJ? Pavarotti, John Lennon, MJ.
Yeah.
Those are your three.
Those are my top three, I guess. I guess because they came off the top of my head.
Sure.
Now, it's ironic because I'm not really an opera fan.
Carter, can we play a little play a little Pavarotti? Yeah.
I don't want Rizeroni. Remember they used to do that? That's the favorite. I don't know what that is, but they'd use it on the pasta commercials.
First thing that came up was Ron Howard's Pavarotti documentary film.
That's what I'm talking about.
Falls flat, according to NPR.org. NPR did not give it a good review.
You might be surprised by this, but although I grew up with Ron Howard.
Yeah. Not a fan?
The movies sometimes... Leave me a little one.
Beautiful Mind.
What's your famous? Beautiful Mind yet?
What's That's a great movie. Revisit that one.
Now, I still want Ron to cast me. Ron, if you're listening, I know that you're exactly. a faithful listener of a
podcast. By the way, that's why I'm so positive about anybody. You never know who's going to listen, and I need to get them.
We know your agenda, Kevin. We know your agenda.
Movie with you last night. Rada Blank, a New York City playwright. She made this film that's now on Netflix called The 40-Year-Old Virgin, which is a play on the great Steve Carell, Judd Apatow film, 40-Year-Old
Virgin. Well, duh. I guess it was a while ago. Maybe people don't remember. That's how it goes. Like, you could bring up, like, Casablanca right now, and you'd lose, like, 72%.
Really? What? So legendary. Well, this was also, speaking of Casablanca, this film was shot on 35 millimeter film in black and white. It's kind of a love letter to New York, but in the anti-Woody Allen.
Do you believe that black and white to be the only true cinematic art form used?
No, I mean, I just think the use of 35 millimeter film, as we've discussed, the alchemy of light and film is really my delicious go-to. I love the Hitchcock. I love the old.
We can't like Hitchcock anymore.
Was he Creepy Time 5000?
Oh my God. You remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. You had that whole thing where he's like, oh, we had to have the icy blonde as his lead.
Right. And then he secretly tried.
That's because he was attracted to icy blondes. And then he would eventually torture him.
Yeah.
That's another one like Miles Davis. Or do I have to go back and not listen to Miles? No.
Was Miles also accused of some serious behavior?
He was very abusive to Cicely Tyson, his wife.
Oh, who just passed. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, the great Cicely Tyson. Who, by the way, she really...
She's the
godfather, the godmother of...
Important TV movies about the black experience,
I guess. Exactly. And so rest in peace. She's a legend and she will be missed. So this Rada Blank, she's hitting 40. Her career is stalled. She was a 30 under 30 playwright. And she decides, you know what?
What?
I'm going to be a hip hop artist. I'm going to rap.
Wait. Does she have any experience? Is she a
No, I mean, she's a wordsmith. She's a wordsmith. She's a teacher. She has these high school students and she's inspired by them to go into hip hop. So that's why I'm thinking I may do the same thing.
Are you doing it out of appreciation?
Or yes.
Are you appropriating?
I love hip hop. I grew up with the Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul.
So you're appreciating.
100%.
What you're doing is an homage.
Yeah. Well, it's poetry when it's done well, when there's a narrative. There's this great moment in the movie where the guy she meets who lays down the beats chastises a young rapper for just spitting words and not having any sort of narrative. So I think I'm going to try to get a narrative.
You know what I'd say to that? Set the artist free, I think, because I don't think we all have to be on the same page.
And then break the mold from there.
Oh, the rules, you know what I mean? Before we break them.
It's it's like jazz or hip hop. Like there are certain.
Learn your scales, then improvise.
Then improvise. So I'm going to try to rap right now. Should I do it? Or is that embarrassing? Okay, here we go. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. I said 3, 4, you better close the door. I said 5, 6, you're going to pick up the sticks. I said 7, 8, it's time to state the facts of my case. My name is Kev, and that is Kai. Listen to our podcast. We're going to make you smile. I said 1 and the 2 and the 3 and the 4. Do you want, more? Oh, you better go and get in the hive. I said like, double like, and subscribe. It kind of went off the rails, but I had to get to like and subscribe.
Oh my God. Was one I thing. Can't believe it all comes back to like and subscribe.
That was the whole reason I wanted to
you
do
You know
it.
What? If it's anything like that we have reinvented, or you have reinvented, is the creative way to get them to like and subscribe.
Please like and subscribe. It's one of my favorite tunes.
Please like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe.
it will really help me.
We have been getting some fan feedback and some requests for merch. How? On Instagram, underscore, did we do it, underscore.
Where were they? Where were they? See us on Instagram.
Underscore, did we do it, underscore. Or the actual Kyle Gass or at Kevin Wiseman. But, you know,
is that now, is that where they can sign up for the Patreon?
The Patreon is in the not too distant future, as is our website and merch store. So, what do we think? What should we sell in the merch store?
I think we ask the people.
Yeah,
I think we asked the people. Obviously, shirts with our two pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think? You're
kind of our
bit maybe emojis. Like you have headphones and I got in the baseball game. You know,
yeah.
Sort of classic, but maybe sort of a little cartoonish.
Like, mm-hmm. I loved that cartoon you sent
me. Love that cartoon. That was a track off Rise of the Phoenix.
Oh, off Rise of the Phoenix, right? That was a track off Rise of the Phoenix.
That was funny. I mean, it wasn't that funny, but. And probably wouldn't have been done today, but we needed some comedy, or we felt like we needed some comedy nuggets. I thought that cartoon brought it to life. That was the best time I've ever liked it.
Yeah, it was great.
It just put the, it was that added maybe because of, you know, I need more stimulus or something, but I was like, oh yeah.
I like the moment where Jack comes in and he chastises you for picking up the guitar by the neck. Don't pick it up by the neck. Oh, in his Spanish accent.
That was such an example. I mean, really, and not, it just out our asses on the improv, and just like the name Felix Char was just right in the moment, Jack just pulling it out. But how funny those are.
So my sister reached out, Cassie, one of our biggest fans, and she really wants a Did We Do It beanie. That's one of her requests.
Oh, well, I guess.
Maybe we should give a little to charity.
Because they'd want your merch. Is what
Which charity would you like to, we should support a charity. I like this organization called Save the Children.
Let's see. How about Cages Cares? 401? How about that charity?
Cages 401?
Yeah, 401k. Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That is a big good one.
And then I do is I give to my retirement.
Right. So we were talking about the great Steve Lukather and you created a song, a cover of the classic Guitar Man, which we played. But in going over Mr. Lukather, Luke, who is from the band Toto, amongst other, he's played on so many people's albums. And I mentioned that he played the rhythm guitar on Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, but it was Beat It.
Yes, we Beat It.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about Billie Jean?
I said Billie Jean.
Because we were talking about Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
Right, because he did the solo, yada, yada.
Eddie did the solo on Beat It. Steve played the rhythm. You went to lunch at Art's Deli with those two luminaries. And then you and Steve, after kind of forming a friendship, doing the Harry Shearer.
Sounds like you're recapping the last episode. Is that true, Mr. Wiseman?
Yeah, it was great. It was good. It was great material.
Hold on. Annie's in the
Oh yeah. Room. I have to okay.
Annie, she's what?
Now she's wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now there's one issue that I want to address. You don't know Annie. This is the first guest we've had that you don't know. How do you feel about that? I mean, she's my friend.
But you told me, and I was going to go with it, and I can't believe you outed me, is that I already know her because we're all part of the extended Hollywood family, Kevin.
Right, you're Hollywood friends. I'm saying you don't know her personally. She did come to your 60th birthday party, jam session. She was there.
Wait, 60th birthday?
At the bar. 59. Oh, was that 59? That was 59. At the bar.
She was?
Burbank. Tell us real quick who was played at that. That was an all-star affair.
We've talked about this, but
no, we haven't.
My 59th birthday, there's a geographical oddity. There's a honky tonk music bar, country music bar, like 200 feet from my house.
Yeah.
Which makes it quite convenient for a casual gig. I thought, what if, which is always a great way to start any creative project, but what if all of my side projects played one night on my birthday?
Yeah.
Would it be possible? Would it even be fun? but I thought I'd give it a try. And then I threw in like a weird tribute, Bob Dylan tribute, and also
the Bob Dylan other, my favorite.
Was that your thank
God? Baby, let me throw him down. Oh, no. Yeah, what's that one?
That was it.
Baby, let me throw him down.
Hey, could you cue up the band? Last Waltz, Follow Me Down. Now it's time. No, we've outed ourselves. Spiker, there is no John Spiker.
Spiker is dead to me. Spiker. You're dead to me, Spiker.
Spiker's dead rap.
I had a friend named John Spiker. I couldn't find anybody that would like her. I said, John, can you make some drops? He said, no, you gotta call the cops. I said, why? I said, I'm done with you. I said, come on, man, I'm just a little Jew. I said, okay, we're gonna get a man named Cam and then he's gonna move the plan and 50 gram.
Now you know that John is Jewish and you are as well, so you felt...
Yeah, I could say that.
Well, yeah,
I could say that. I could not. My hip hop goes deep.
I could not have said that. Dude,
my hip hop goes deep.
I want to say that was better. And I think there's an bit of improvement in your freestyle, your flow.
Well, the first one, you know why it was better? Because it was true freestyle. The first one before we started, I thought, what is my rap going to be? I planned it in my head and then it never goes as well as you want. Dude, there's one moment in the film. I don't want to spoil it, but she is a great freestylist.
She's a great, okay.
This woman, Radha.
Well, that's the question is, did she have the skills pre?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Well, probably she does it in the movie. And then the guy who makes the beat says, okay, hey, why don't you, we're going to do this showcase night with just some of my favorite people that I'm working with. She goes, and then one of the other freestylers says, hey, why don't you hit this? She's like, no, I'm good. And she has smoked pop before, but she's like, he said, I thought you wanted to be free. And she's like, you know what I do? She's like, just a little. And she takes a hit and then she takes another. She's like, that's good. Is it Colorado? And then she takes another hit. She goes out on stage, too high, frozen.
Oh, she went in the cave? She went in the prison?
Pot prison.
Pot prison. George Aculeus.
And it was a horrible meltdown. And she just, you know, I mean, it was a bad night. Let's put it that way. Yeah. For those who
But like Tom Watson said, the great golfer. It's not the bad shot. It's the next shot.
The recovery shot. Kyle, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Are you looking for shoes?
Oh, I love shoes.
Sure. More specifically, are you looking for a fresh pair of sneakers, kicks?
Well, I like sneakers, but I'm kind of into the vintage, retro, classic designs.
Really? Rare sneakers?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Well, I know where you can find them.
What?
eBay.
What? eBay?
That's right. eBay, whether rare, dead stock, or the latest release, you can find the exact shoe you're looking for at ebay.com/sneakers today. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators will verify the box, the logo, the stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair that you, Kyle Gass, have been eyeing. And it also protects sellers with a verified return process. Give us a little jingle jangle for eBay.
eBay, they're coming through. They're gonna get your shoes for you.
Go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Dude, that was our first ad.
All right, now I know we got it.
Here she comes, she's go, here she is. Here she comes, she's right here.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. drums on them.
Is that my very own intro music?
I did. I wrote that for you.
Well, no, now you're frozen. Oh, God. Check your Wi-Fi. Are you on the Wi-Fi? Are you in a good Wi-Fi?
Good.
Well, you sound good. I just
why do I think this is what it was like on the set of The Runaways? Every exactly. single day. No. Wait. No. Right before the thing. No. Right before the thing. No. You gotta. Wait.
It's true. Oh God. This happened with Evan. Remember? And with JR. What is it with us and guests?
Is it us? Maybe it's us though, dude. Do we not have the power to do this?
We want to take responsibility. Cam, can you please? Here. We need a
Cam
technical.
And Carter. I'm sorry. I always want to call Carter Connor, and I apologize. Cart. Can I just call you Cart? Did you notice when you were doing your rap, and I was doing my, what do you call him? Hype guy. I was your hype man.
Yeah.
And I was picking the spots where there was no sound. Hip. One time. You know what I mean? Whatever I was saying, I don't remember. It was pretty good.
Time.
All right, I'm right on the money.
I'm going to pause it just because I want to save space on here. And then,
you know what? I'm not going to play guitar this time. Let's see what happens.
No, it's okay. It was good. We can use it. We can use it in the last. There she is, Miss America.
Can you see me?
Oh, this is my, it is better.
Better?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, the old computer restart.
Annie Wershing, look who it is.
Hi, guys. What's happening?
So good to see you.
I was gonna say, are you doing one of those? What are those rooms you have to escape from? Escape room.
Yes, I'm in one right now.
Is this a new way to get some revenue during the COVID?
Yep, and I'll take it what I can get.
That's a pro mic, I think. I think I might have the worst mic going. What is that?
It looks like a mic that Bob Barker uses for the Price is Right.
For the match game, remember?
MXL. Something.
Oh, she's got an MXL. I don't know. Well, welcome to the podcast. Means. Welcome to the.
Thanks,
Kevin. Did we do it?
Congrats on your podcast launching.
What have we done? Have we? You're saying.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
It.
I think. I guess. Yeah. I think
the
you did
answer
it.
Is yes for you. If we do it, I guess that it's.
How's
happened.
It been going?
Great.
Yeah, I listened to the first two. I learned so much.
Oh no!
I know so much about you, your beginnings, how you met, what your star meters are. I know
well,
everything.
Tell me, I've decided
we're going to check your star meter soon. Don't you? Worry.
Oh my God! Is that part of the show? We check every guest star meter.
I mean, maybe should we just start with that?
No,
it's so embarrassing.
I apologize already.
Not going off to a bad start, Kevin.
So, Kyle, you were referencing, and we're jumping way ahead, but our. Onset dynamic, Annie. I don't want to out you right now because I feel like some other people may be upset, but I'm gonna say you were my Onset Marvel's Runaways best friend.
Wait a minute, didn't she play your wife?
She did not play my wife.
No, that's the other redhead.
Thanks for watching, Kyle.
Thanks for watching.
I watched the first couple.
That was Bridget Brana, the amazing Bridget Brana. Annie played Leslie.
I was blonde on Runaways. I was the creepy.
Did you play the dinosaur?
Her too. Yes, I did both. double duty.
Annie was the wife of potentially the parable to the head of a Scientology sort of organization.
Wasn't there one more season?
Why? You know, the kids were getting old.
The story. That happens with the young people shows. Right out of the
and also, I think Marvel basically shuttled all television. Production
right
only the only Marvel television shows they were going to go forward with were stories that were already part of the Marvel cinematic universe of which we were not based on a comic that was written by Brian
K.
Vaughan.
Was part of the Runaways universe. I wanted more
and we wanted you on there, Kyle. You could have played the dinosaur's keeper.
Yeah, you could.
Back creepy dinosaur neighbors. Back
I can only play creepy neighbors.
That's true. You're right about that.
We had a good dynamic, Kev. We like to hide in the corner and make fun of people.
We did have
not in a mean way. No. Not in a mean way.
In a loving
way. And that made you feel better about yourselves.
Of course. Well, you are known for... Do you do this on every set where you take your chair away from everyone else and hide in the corner? You would sometimes let me join you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I remember watching the Michael Caine documentary on film acting, and he said, you know, the days are long, save your energy. So I wasn't one for a tremendous amount of small talk. You know,
of the jibber jabber, yeah.
Yeah, I like to save my energy.
Following the footsteps of Michael Caine, is what you're saying.
A bit. You know, Michael really knew how to. He also said, look at the eye closest to the camera, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you do that?
I haven't heard that one.
Only your both left eyes for this podcast. Can you tell?
Annie is such a good actor because on the show, she is full of life. She's an amazing mom to three boys. She's effervescent. She's got great energy. She's funny. How? And then she could turn on a dime and play the most ruthless, potentially domineering, laser-focused
character. Yeah, a lot of cold...
Why do you think you get that?
I don't know exactly, but a lot of bad gals
you
in
emanate
my
pure
recent
evil is why.
Mm-hmm. Pure evil. I think so. I think that's the answer.
Was your character on 24? She was pretty. She had a kind of a bit of a. She was a bit more officious than cold.
She was. She was not a bad guy. Yeah. No. She was.
Serious.
That was one that was a little bit. Oh.
Define, what was that?
Efficious.
No, officious.
Officious.
Officious. She was an official. Your character on 24, you were the...
I was like the female Jack, but she wasn't a bad guy, yeah, if that's...
Well, it was kind of like, I liken you to Victor Garber as he was on Alias. Like he was the... And he would see me when I would walk on set, he'd be like, Kevin, my boy, how are you? Have you seen any good theater lately? And then, hey, Victor, how are you? And then as soon as we start rolling, he's like, I'm Jack Bristow. Wow, how do you switch it like that?
He wasn't one of those. Yeah, he didn't have to stay in it to really stay. To be
oh,
there.
No. As soon as we would take cut, yeah. Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, that's more fun on the set for sure.
You couldn't be more wrong.
You're Sydney's father. Irina Derevko was your wife.
Which makes me an expert on someone like you. It started as a job. The duty to your country that it required you to prostitute yourself was a small price to pay for serving the motherland. At first, everything went as planned. Then.
So, Annie,
how old are your? I gotta. Yeah. How old are your three boys?
10, 7, and 2.
I'm the last of three boys.
Are you? Oh, so you're
three
my
years
Archie.
Apart.
You're Archie.
I am. Tell now, have
Archie,
you noticed
Uncle Kevin
that
says hi?
And we followed like exactly the birth order sort of tendencies. Did
yeah.
You find
okay.
That with, have you been finding that with your three boys?
I mean, they're still young, but for sure. And it's hard to know. You think it's the parenting, right? It's like the first one is super sensitive. And it's like, is that because he's the first one and you babied him too much? Mm-hmm. And then the next one's a little way more out there. And
the third one, like, what? Maybe. Where is he? Yeah.
He was sort of the Runaways mascot.
Yeah. Archie was born while we were filming the last season.
No
of the
way.
Runaways. She were pregnant during season.
I was pregnant for the entire season 2.
Oh my God. What was that
and then
like?
He came with me.
What was that?
That was awful.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, no, it's like a Marvel show and all the girls are like this. And I was like, Leslie's here.
They did too. There were a lot of extreme tight clothes.
There's a lot of drapey jackets and things.
I don't want to be rude, but did they work around it? Was there some leave?
They worked like around it, and then I got to a point where they were literally hiding me behind a dumpster. There was a scene where I was literally being hit by a dumpster, great. And they were like, I think we're going to have to work it in for the end. So then they changed their mind and ended up working the pregnancy in.
Hmm. And spoiler
for the end
alert.
Too.
Yeah, spoiler alert. She has a alien baby.
Half alien baby.
You know what? If it's just half, it's not that bad thing.
Yeah, as that's one does in a Marvel show. Half
you accentuate
alien.
The human
half alien.
Side.
She has some powers.
Probably
it's fine.
Gonna be okay.
We may have sent her back.
I was just curious if the older boys, now that you have this beautiful baby, are they extremely helpful or is there some kind of, hey, no, look at me.
Oh, no. They love him. They love him so, so, so much. And from the very beginning, like, oh, I mean, I think it's how you work it in. As I was pregnant, we were getting them so excited about it. And they adore him and are just the best with him. They've the oldest and the middle fight together sometimes, but never about Archie.
You are a super mom, though. I see you on the social medias, and I'm like, can Annie be my mom? I mean, is there all the things?
We have a lot of fun
going on over there, you know. But I also say that, you know, people always used to say about my kids, your kids are so cute. They seem happy all the time. I'm like, I'm not posting pictures of
them crying, of the meltdowns. Maybe I'll start doing that. Or I'll send them just to you.
No one wants to balance for you.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. Yeah.
No, we like to go off and have adventures.
Did you have siblings? So you grew up in St. Louis. You're a Cardinals fan.
Did you hear about our new third baseman?
What?
Oh, some big trade. Who did you get?
Brooks Robinson.
Sal. From the Rockies.
Arenado. Nolan Arenado. God, that guy's a beast. Congratulations.
Huge.
Very excited. Whenever I think of the Cardinals, I think of Matt Stairs beating the Dodgers in two consecutive playoff series. Dodgers have now won their World Series, so I have less anxiety. Less
you said like 10 more to catch up.
Man, someone's crunching the numbers there.
So you grew up in St. Louis. Now, did you always love acting, or like what made you get into it when you were a kid? I am curious.
I started, you start doing the little shows in like fourth grade, basically.
Sure. What was your first show?
And then it was, The Wiz.
Oh.
Actually, that's not true. First we did Cats. And I was a Jellicle cat. But then I played Attapearl in The Wiz. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Can you give us a little?
Sweet thing, let me tell you about the world and the way things are right.
Yes, you can. You were ready. You were fired up.
Yeah. Why is that stopping?
Cam, go ahead and cue that's all there is.
Cam, can we cue The Wiz? We got a guy that has a drop. Don't worry. You've heard it.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, you've heard
it. So you got some serious pipes.
I was a musician, and then I went on to be a musical theater major.
Would you like to join our
That's what I mean,
band.
Like Victor Garber. She's like a band. She's the female Victor Garber. You're like
you go jazz?
Theater presence.
I'm feeling some jazzy in there.
Like, yeah, I love jazz. I love jazz. I mean, I don't sing. I'm not like a scatter at all.
Listen, the bar is fairly low in the Did We Do It orchestra. I want you to join up and just
come Kyle's a
me.
Scatter. Can you give us a little scatter?
Oh, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Cam, that was kind of the exhale. Yeah, that was a fart right at the end. This is really
favorite thing you've ever done. So you were in The Wiz, did you go to? Did you in high school? Were you in the theater department?
Performing arts.
Yeah. No, it was a normal. It was like a liberal arts college prep.
Yeah,
teeny tiny high school, like 24 people in my graduating class.
So you were crushing it. You were the star of everything.
But I did all the shows, and it was my senior show was Charity and Sweet Charity. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm, very exciting. Guys and Dolls.
Of course, Grease. No Guys and Dolls. Yes, no South Pacific. What else do we do?
Damn Yankees.
No.
West Side Story.
I did West Side Story.
I was Maria. I played. Y'all, I was Maria with a wig and tanning lotion. That was actually at a summer stock.
Pictures?
Oh my God. I'm going to,
Can you send us some pictures?
I'll send you some pictures.
Can we end some careers here today?
I just read a fence on Maria.
That was the first time I was like, I can kind of sing up there. Like, it wasn't until I was doing that show that I was like, maybe I'm a soprano.
Give us a little.
No.
Just said you could sing. All right.
Oh, my
God. Got to warm up for that. I'm sorry. I dance monkey dirt, Kyle.
I know he does.
Kyle hates when I dance monkey him. I tell him to do stuff.
Grinder, come on. Play the
dance for grandma.
Play the guitar.
Yeah, I tell him.
That being said, it did sound lovely.
Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. Suddenly I find.
And I went to Milliken.
Milliken, yes. Milliken is in...
It's in the great Decatur, Illinois. Oh. Mm. Soybean capital of the world.
I love soy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's smells so awful there, but a great theater school.
What does it smell like, soy? Does it smell
it
like
smells disgusting. No, much like the Staley's plant. It was pretty gross. I did, but I just loved there. I saw the boyfriend while I was there, and I was like, I have to go here. I love that it was great.
So love college. And you were in yes, I know. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
I'm sure you were quite the star in your theater department, or how did that go?
Tell the truth. They were very good about, you know, if you had a bunch of leading roles and stuff, making sure that then you had some supporting roles and like making sure you sort of knew what the real world was going to be like. And I also, I also, as a musical theater major, I was also in a lot of the straight, like I did As You Like It. And I was always more of like the character roles in the musicals as opposed to the ingenue. And then when I got out in the real world and was touring with shows and stuff, it was more the ingenue. So it was, I was always sort of...
You've done it all.
I've done everything, Kyle. All of it.
And then some.
I remember there was a teacher at UCLA who said, you know, you could all be doing very well here, but this is, you know, simply a heat in the race. You prepare yourself for the Olympics. Mm. They really hit Olympics. Sorry, I was like, oh God.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. The Olympics must be hard. It sounds hard to me.
Playing the long con. Oh,
but yeah. I don't remember at UCLA there being some sort of equanimity in terms of you've had this role, so now we're going to give
everybody
role.
Wanted to fight for every possible like role, the greatest, who's available,
and whoever was the best for the role.
It was kind of
that
like,
was nice
that
at
was
the end that at Millikan training. Like tried to give everybody an opportunity. They did not do that at UCLA. You know, you people went through the entire 4 years and maybe didn't get a role. You know, there was no...
Yeah, no, there was certainly... I'm not saying they just like made sure everybody got to be like the lead role, but there was one semester in particular, like my senior year, where my best friend Ritter and I didn't get in anything. And we were like, I'm sorry, what? I don't understand. What's happening?
You know what we got.
And, they were doing it on... It was a choice, I'm pretty sure.
And now Ritter,
I see
your best friend.
Really,
he's
angry.
At the, I see him on your thing all the time. That's Ritter. Now I know.
That's Ritter. Now you know. And he's got a crazy good voice. He just stayed with us for like 6 months because of the COVID. He was on a cruise ship. And
he was performing on a cruise ship.
He was performing on a cruise ship. And
you know what? No offense to Ritter, but I don't think I could do that. I hate ships. I don't want to be anywhere near the buffet.
No ships.
You didn't want to do it before.
No. Hey, everybody, welcome. We've got, here's our 8 o'clock show. We've got another one at 10 and a final one at 12.
No, he does like 4 shows a week.
Oh, that's not
bad. Oh, it's kind of like, easy schedule.
Yeah, he's like the star singer.
Because I do the music too, I've always thought, could I do the tour ship?
You could do a Tenacious D where people just pay to see you guys.
I was thinking more like the train wreck, though. Playing the oldies on the country rock, the country rock cruise,
the yacht rock. You do love yacht rock, so that is perfect.
I do. Listen, I play whatever they needed.
Oh, but whatever.
You can't perform in a petri dish of germs. No one wants to do that.
Well, not now. I mean, we've all been, you know.
That's a bad stock to be in. The Princess Cruise stock, I think.
You think so? It's not coming back.
It's probably no. What are they gonna do with all those ships?
It's going to be back. People need their cruises. It's just like in California now with the restaurants opening. People are like, they're open. Let's go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
So, maybe wait a little bit. You really need to go to the restaurant? Just order it in. Like, why do you have to sit there? I guess people need to get out of the house. I don't know. Right? Are you guys going to restaurants over there anywhere?
No. We lock it down. All right, poor kids, like, haven't seen... Archie, we did get a fish tank recently. We went to the pet store, and Archie was like, hi, every single person he sees is like,
friends.
Oh my God, there's an outdoor, whole world out here.
Yeah.
Poor little guy.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from...
So you graduated college and you're like, I'm gonna if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. What did you do? Did you go to New York?
I went to Chicago quickly. Really? Well, I was already cast. I was going to be doing a national tour of Anything Goes in the fall, like after I graduated. So I went to Chicago for the summer.
How'd you get that gig? Just auditioned?
Auditioned.
Wait, I might have seen you. Did you play the Bay Area?
Did we play the Bay Area?
Was it a touring?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it started in Canada, and I don't think we really went very upper Northwest.
And I took my mom.
This was like...
You saw Anything Goes, Kyle?
Yeah.
This would have been 99 and 2000.
Oh, okay, no.
I hate to Grinder Monkey, but can you... I love the musicals. Can you give us a little Anything Goes?
Me? Oh,
just wait, the show. I grinder monkeyed it. Okay, I won't do it again.
The monkey, the monkey.
I'm sorry. I love musicals. I really do.
I will, in defense of Kevin. He is just a music geek.
I love musicals too. And
I love musicals, music, anything related to music.
Me too.
Profession.
I'll do a duet.
Okay.
Who knows the lovely?
Well, the problem is the singing at the same time is a little bit on Zoom. But you give one verse, and then Kyle will do.
I'm going to pretend it's a duet, and then I'm going to.
Can't even remember how's it go. I wasn't prepped.
Prepped.
You're a performer, Annie.
No, I mean, like, what the hell are the words to "De Lovely"? I don't remember. Key.
By Cole Porter. The night is young. The skies are clear. Some want to go walking, dear. It's delightful. It's delicious. It's still lovely. I understand the reason why.
What is hope? What is hope singing? Anything else? You guys, this is not good. Cut all this out.
No, we will.
Oh, listen, worry. You'll be lucky to make the podcast.
How is the editing in this, by the way?
It's going to be a tight 12.
Like, how many hours
do I spend editing? We go 4 hours of
content. Just one of those crazy flings. One of those bells that now and then rings.
We go some places, and I know that there's a chance you leave it with me.
She can sing over you.
Afterwards, we stop into a quiet little bar and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like,
yes.
Now you don't have to do
it. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. You've been saved by the bell.
1-2, 1-2. 1-2, 1-2. Break it down.
Break it down. 1-2, 1-2. It's true. Like, I always thought, hey, I'm going to be a theater actor. I'd be happy doing regional theater. I'm listening to Kate Winslet. She said the same thing. I feel like a lot of us that come from the theater were like,
yeah,
we're doing theater.
I for sure thought there was going to be a way to do both, which proved harder than like I thought it was. I for sure always felt LA calling to me for whatever reason. I did the Anything Goes tour. I did a Christmas Carol tour. I went back to Chicago, did a little bit of Chicago theater for.
That was the Sound of Money.
A hot minute. Yeah. No, you know, I came to visit here one time and I saw a live taping of, it was a Neil Patrick Harris sitcom called something. What would that have been in the 90s? Dark Raving Mad. Had like Tony.
Play a little clip of the theme song.
Maybe.
Can we play a little clip of the theme song?
But I.
Batty Bunker's crazy, loopy loony hazy. Chaotic, neurotic, peculiar, and amazing.
But I sat as an audience member in that, and I was like, this is gold. This is like live audience. You're performing kind of like it's, you know, getting new lines at the last second and doing it again. I was like, this is kind of like the perfect mix of theater and TV. And I was like, I gotta go do that. Of course, I haven't really done any sitcoms.
And you haven't done any three camera, as they say?
I did. One of my first things was one line on Frasier. It was very exciting.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That was one of my first jobs.
Really? What did you say?
I was the painter. We were in the elevator and we're coming up. Kelsey Grammer gets in the elevator with another guy and myself. And he says, oh, what are you fellas doing? And then the other guy's like, oh, we're here. We're painting one of the things. And then I'm like, he's like, how long will you be here? I said, well, you know, listen, we're here as this poor fool's willing to pay us, right? And then we all get out at the same floor. And it turns out it's Frasier's apartment. And we're like, ha, ha, ha. And then he's like,
awkward.
Oh.
Awkward.
And then we're in the rest of the episode just painting in the background.
That's amazing. No, mine was much less than that. I was like a spa attendant. And I said, right this way.
Wow.
That was it.
I can see why you got that job. Jeff Greenberg hired you?
Jeff Greenberg. Yeah, well, he had cast me in a musical here first. The first thing I did was two shows at the Pasadena Playhouse. I had just arrived in town. And that was like David Lee. David Lee was directing creator Frasier.
Sure.
So he that was like dream come true.
David Lee was doing.
No, he was already done with Frasier. Yeah, he directed Do I Hear a Waltz at Pasadena Playhouse.
Wow.
But that's how I met Jeff Greenberg.
That's a classic place. Ugh. How was that? Was
amazing. Amazing.
How fun.
And yeah. Jeff Greenberg really likes actors too. Jeff Greenberg, I felt like he liked to bring in new actors at least.
Yeah.
He did Modern Family and
loves theater people for sure.
Yeah. So you did Frasier and then you got an agent. Frasier. After Frasier, or you already?
I got an agent from Do I Hear a Waltz. So I was in Do I Hear a Waltz with no agent.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Zatmary came, who was friends with Jeff Greenberg and all those people, came to see the show and sent me a note backstage. Do you have representation? Like the dream, right?
God. We have Marilyn in the
way. You have Marilyn.
We have it. If you could bring it.
Oh my God!
Hi, that's Annie. It's Marilyn Zatmeyer. How are you? You look wonderful in that play. You know, why did you leave me?
You know, I was with them for like 16 years.
16 of our best years.
I did finally leave them, which I still feel horrible about.
We do. Why did you leave? Your picture up behind the desk.
Why did you leave?
You
need to bump it up.
I just mostly was just looking for some fresh energy.
Understand.
I was being courted. I was being courted by an agent for a couple of years, and I was finally like, oh, like if someone's this interested, they must have some good.
Who are you with?
That's David Rose at Innovative.
I don't know if you ever heard of somebody called Bill Morris.
No.
David Rose at Innovative.
David.
Well, we've got David in the Zoom meeting room. Hi, Annie. It's David Rose. All right, this is going nowhere. So you ended up going, yes, you had to. I did the same thing. I had a guy named Sid Levine. And when I got Frasier, it wasn't because of Sid. It was how did Jeff find me? He had seen me in a play as well. And with my theater company with Buffalo Nights. And then when I got Frasier, Sid kept calling me Mr. Frasier. There he is, Mr. Frasier.
Oh.
And I was like, is it that exciting? God bless Sid. He was really a sweet guy, but he was so excited that I had to, that one of his clients was on Frasier. And then I ended up working with Dan Barron, who I've now worked with. I'm his oldest client, not in age, but in time. We've been together like, thanks everybody for coming to
Did We Do It? Did We Do It? Kyle and Kevin gonna shoot the shit. It's the thing. Did We Do It? Kevin and Cage coming your way. That's what they always ask.
Good night, everybody.